What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two, the phone lines. Pardon me. The phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. Getting on back to the areas of conflict around the world. Apparently, during the month of September, this last month, Israel killed 26 Palestinians and wounded 2,300 and arrested 450. They demolished 16 houses, 18 facilities in the occupied West Bank, and handed over 27 demolition orders for Palestinian homes in the occupied West Bank and Jerusalem. So this is the reality of what the Palestinians are having to deal with. Now, over by the coastline, the Israeli Navy has injured 93 Palestinians in a boat protest against the Gaza siege. And apparently, well, this is coming from the Palestinian Health Ministry, and they're reporting the Israeli Navy injured 93 Palestinians, including 37 shot with live fire, during a boat protest against Israel's blockade. Now, the health ministry is saying that the Israelis engaged in excessive use of force. It certainly sounds like it to me. And fired live rounds at the boats and at the protesters just standing on the shore. And apparently the Israeli army was targeting medics and ambulances with live fire and gas bombs, which we've seen Israel do before here. Now, remember when Netanyahu got up at the United Nations and he immediately launched into Iran, has a secret atomic warehouse with 300 tons of stuff they should not have, and we need an investigation. We need to go there, and the warehouse is probably empty by now, but if you go in with a Geiger counter, you'll find all the evidence you need, blah, 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 blah. Did I mention Hitler? Now, this was a step up from the cartoon bomb that he did in 2012. But interestingly enough, United States intelligence officials quoted by Reuters are saying, no, the claims are not true. And I'll bet you Netanyahu is already on the phone to the White House saying, you get those guys back in line. When I say Iran has a bomb, you know, you don't question me on that. As we mentioned, was a distinct possibility yesterday between the tensions over Taiwan, the tensions over the South China Sea, and the tariff war. China has canceled the October security dialogue with U.S. defense officials. So our relations with China are very, very much deteriorating. Good news from the Koreas. They have begun clearing the landmines from the DMZ. And that's going to be a big job. There are almost a million landmines buried along the border. But they've started clearing this area in the village of Panmunjom. And mines will be removed from a separate site where hundreds of soldiers were killed in the Korean War. And apparently Moon Jae-in and Kim Jong-un agreed to do this when they met last month in Pyongyang. Now, that is going to be a difficult, difficult job, not just to find the mines, and maybe they'll just explode them in place. That might be the best thing that they could do. And I know there have been deliberate mine-sweeping tanks where they'll have these two booms that come out from the front of the tank, and there's a big drum, and it's covered with these chains that flail around and literally thrashes the ground. But a million mines, people are going to have to be very, very careful walking around there for decades to come. I mean, look at some of the other areas where landmines were being used. and they'll go in and they'll say, yep, we've cleaned it up. All the mines are gone. And then all of a sudden you see some cow flying through the air. Have you noticed that all this talk of peace between the Koreas and all these overt actions leading toward reunification are not getting covered in the corporate media? It's not happening. I mean, Kim Jong-un and Moon Jae-in have, for all intents and purposes, ended the Korean War. They're tearing down that demilitarized zone. They've pulled back their forces. North Korea put all that artillery in storage. They're opening up the rail lines and bridges. It's moving ahead. They've signed a mutual defense cooperation pact. The Korean War is finally over after all these years. And, of course, what we're getting from Washington, D.C. is, no, that war is not over until we say it's over. That's our war. We paid for it, after all. Amazing. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Interestingly enough, plane spotters photographed a Russian MiG-31 taking off with a very large, never-before-seen mystery weapon. Now, the MiG-31 is called a Foxhound. It's a 1980s Soviet fighter that remains one of the fastest and highest flying jets ever built. It's basically able to reach almost Mach 3 near the edge of space and does it while carrying large payloads. So the speculation is that this combination of the Foxhound and this very large, what looks like a missile, that it may be an anti-satellite missile, which is now in testing. When the real war breaks out, you're going to see it directly overhead because everybody's going to be going after everybody else's satellite. And that will be the end of space flight into low Earth orbit for who knows how long from all the debris flitting around. Another story, this one out of the Daily Mail in Great Britain. And they're talking about China's new spy satellite, Project Gunlan, and the claim that it could use lasers to spot submarines up to 1,600 feet below the ocean's surface. Now, the claim in the newspaper is these lasers will be so powerful, they will make the upper layer of the sea more or less transparent. And apparently these lasers could be 1 billion times brighter than the sun. Okay, I'm not sure, because when you're talking 1,600 feet, even lasers that bright are going to have difficulty penetrating, let alone getting a reflection from the submarine back up to the surface. So, what I think this Chinese satellite is really doing, and this was something that was accidentally discovered years ago with NASA's CSAT program, where they put up this satellite that was going to use synthetic aperture radar to study the surface of the ocean. And, of course, every time that the radar would pass over a ship, there would be a very visible wake behind the ship. So far, so good. Then all of a sudden, somebody started seeing wakes for which there were no ships, and it was realized that these were submarines. Even submarines, they thrash up the water, and that turbulence will reach the surface at some point. And I have a feeling that what this Chinese satellite is doing is, instead of synthetic aperture radar, it's using lasers to just get very accurate surface maps of the ocean, looking for ship's wakes for which there is no ship. And this is a big strategic issue, because when you're talking about a potential nuclear war, the big question on everybody's mind is, where are the nuke boats, the SSBNs? See, if there's going to be a nuclear exchange, the United States maintains what it calls the nuclear trident. There are the ground silos, the Minuteman bases. Those are in fixed locations. Then you have the air assets, you know, the bombers or cruise missiles in this case. Then you have the boomers, the ballistic missile submarines. And they're built to be very, very quiet. They're built to be a hole in the water. And nobody is supposed to know where they are. That's how it works. But if China can spot those and track them, and that's a big part of submarine training, is trying to get on the rear of somebody else's submarine and stay with them. So, yeah, I think as described by the Daily Mail, I don't think it's workable. I mean, the first question that pops into my mind is, how are they going to power this thing? When you're talking about laser beams a billion times more powerful than the sun, I don't think that's even been achieved yet in any laser research. Okay. There is an organization called, well, it's a group of atomic scientists, and they issue what's called the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, and they've done this for many, many years, and they're very well known for this little icon that is a clock face of just the last quarter hour. And there is a little hand pointed right at midnight, and there's a little hand which moves around through the years, and it's their icon for how close are we to nuclear annihilation. Now, back in 1995, the clock was set at 14 minutes to midnight. But then the U.S. and European allies took advantage of a weakened Russia to advance NATO into Eastern Europe, which is why we're in the situation right now. And so now the minute hand on the clock face has been advanced to just 2 minutes before midnight, the closest point to possible atomic apocalypse since the end of the Cold War. Everybody understands how serious this business is. And there could be a mistake. And what concerns me is all these automated weapon systems that are operating far too fast for humans to look at and intervene. And they do make mistakes. That's what led to the USS Vincennes shooting down that Iranian passenger jet. The Aegis system, the software, I assigned the same identical target tracking number to two different targets. The passenger jet and way off in the distance, an Iranian F-14 that was on a training flight. And it just merged them into one and presented the target. And the captain said, okay. And the passenger jet was down before anybody could do anything about it. I think that's also what happened to TWA 800. They had a target drone heading into the area. They were going to launch a missile. This was a test of Aegis CEC. The missile came out of the tube, locked onto the wrong target, turned and killed the 747 before anybody could stop it. So, all right, let's talk about the economic news now. The IMF has issued a warning about slowing growth around the world, which in turn is discouraging investors. And so global stocks are in decline. It's not just the American economy that's in trouble. It's slowing down all over the world. And when economists talk about growth, they're talking about more indebtedness. But people aren't borrowing, because they don't have the jobs to pay it back here. Now, over the past 12 months, the United States national debt has increased by $1.271 trillion with a T dollars. It's out of control. This government has not been able to get the national debt under control until the days of Andrew Jackson, who ended the First Bank of the United States and then paid off the national debt. And ever since we got saddled with the Federal Reserve, The debt is growing and growing and growing. It's completely out of control. We had this other article we mentioned, I think it was a few days ago. In a few years, the U.S. government will be spending more of your money on the interest on the national debt than it spends on the military, and we know how much the military gets. And that means there's not going to be a whole lot left over for you guys. Okay. Over at General Electric, they're not doing very well. They've removed their CEO, and they've issued a very dark warning on earnings, something like a half trillion. That's like erasing Facebook. Over at Verizon, it looks like they're getting ready to outsource 5,000 U.S. jobs to India. They're basically going to let go of their IT department. We're not talking about phone customer support or anything like that. We're talking about the IT department. And Verizon is going to outsource that to the Indian outsourcing firm Infosys. Now, Verizon is saying it's going to result in 1,000 layoffs. Employees of Verizon are saying, no, it's closer to 5,000 workers will be laid off eventually, because their jobs are being sent to India. So unfortunately, Donald, you haven't gotten the employment situation under control. Now, as you know, Trump is out there announcing that his new NAFTA version 2.0 is a wonderful thing. A lot of people are not so sure. And one of the things that worked for the U.S. favor is American dairy producers will get more access to the Canadian market. But that means that Canada's dairies are going to be told to produce less milk, which means they're going to make less money. And the Canadian farmers are very upset about that. All right, let's take a phone call. Don in Iowa, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, you were talking about the economy and the debt. You're talking about the national debt increasing like crazy.
Yes.
A lot of these guys say, the Republicans, you know, and I'm a Republican. I guess I'm a registered Republican as opposed to being a Democrat, but they all believe in these tax cuts. And what one of the thing they always say is every time you cut tax, you cut taxes, you raise revenue. That did happen the first time when John Kennedy did it, because the tax rates were real high there, and he cut them, yes. And then he got more revenue. But that doesn't happen forever. And if you follow that to the logical conclusion, the logical conclusion of it would be cut the tax rates to zero, and then you'll have an infinite amount of revenue, right? See what I'm saying?
No, it doesn't actually work that way. In fact, it follows kind of a parabolic curve where you have 100% tax at one end and zero tax at the other end. And governments are always trying to find that little sweet spot in the middle where they're getting the maximum tax revenue by adjusting those tax rates. But the reason it worked under John F. Kennedy was that our nation still had the means to expand productivity and industry. And with the reduction of the taxes, economic activity did increase, thus more revenue was being generated, and the actual tax revenues collected went up. Today, it's a little different. As we just mentioned, jobs are being sent out of the country, and even if tax rates are cut, it would make us a little more comfortable. But right now, today, it's very hard getting more economic activity going, because the manufacturing is gone. And automation is taking over. So unless you're going to start taxing robots, you know, this economy can't be saved. Let's just be honest and face up to facts. This economy can't be saved. They're going to drag it out as long as they can and put as much of it in their pockets as they possibly can. But this economy is dead. It's just looking for a place to fall down. Okay.
The point I'm trying to make is that
all right, stay on the line. Stay on the line. I'm going to bring you back after these words from our sponsors. Ooh, yeah.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org. And thank you.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bomb. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're still on the phone with Don in Iowa talking about the economy. And Don, you had something you wanted to add.
Yeah, what you said is correct. The tax rate has to be somewhere between 0% and 100%. You find the sweet spot there where you're going to get a you're not going to stifle the economy too much, but you have to get some revenue from taxes. But these guys, a lot of these diehard, I forget the name of the guy that the supply side conservatives, they say no, you have to cut the constantly cut the tax, cut it some more. Well, and they, what they try to tell you is the more you cut it, the more revenue you're going to get. That's not true. And I just said, if you bring it to the logical conclusion, you could, would cut it to zero. And I try to tell these guys when I argue with them, cut it to zero, and then you get the maximum amount of revenue. Okay, I'll let you go, Mark.
All right. Yeah. The math on that, it's actually a parabolic curve, and you need to be someplace in the Senate. The big problem, of course, is that Congress are flatly irresponsible with your money. They spend money all over the place on wars, on Israel. They spend money to basically convince you to vote for them. You know, they'll do something nice for you for the district and everything to keep your votes going. But mostly they are irresponsible. It's not their money. They can just spend it anywhere that they like. It's not their money. They don't have to worry about it. The Federal Reserve will just print up more of it, and somewhere down the road, other people's taxes will repay it. Nobody in the government is ever thinking long term. It's always, you know, next election or my retirement. Then it's somebody else's problem. And it's a very, very bad way to run an economy and a country. Okay. Two prominent market observers, Robert Shiller and Edward Chancellor, are expressing their concern about the stock market. And they're not the only ones. I'm starting to see this literally all over the place. Everybody is worried about whether they're going to be able to keep up this charade much longer, because that's exactly what it is. This goes all the way back to the Clinton administration, the president's special working group on the markets, otherwise known as the Plunge Protection Team. And they have access to vast amounts of capital. So when the market looks like it's going to turn down, they can shove it back up again, which if anybody else was doing that, it would be called fraud and they would go to jail, because it's crushing the short sellers. It's cheating them. But Bill Clinton wanted that stock number way up high so he could use it as a banner, wave it back and forth and say, look, it's the economy, stupid. We're doing really good. We got a good stock market and a federal budget surplus, which actually came out of the Social Security Trust Fund. But all the king's horses and all the king's men, at some point, they're not going to be able to keep it going. You can only keep the illusion up for so long. Okay, over in Catalonia, the pro-independence Catalonians basically stormed the parliament, and the pro-Spanish members of parliament have been escorted out. So that situation is starting to escalate over there. Okay, this is a little weird. There's this museum, the Tate Modern, and they have this exhibition on the migrant crisis that actually spritzes visitors with a chemical that will make them cry, so that everybody standing around looks like they're crying over the plight of these migrants. And it's all a hoax. And apparently they're assuring everybody that the chemical is perfectly safe. But the artist says, we're trying to create forced empathy in visitors. Actually, I think the reaction is going to be forced annoyance. That would be mine. Y'all take a look at the exhibit. Don't force me to cry. I'm not going to transfer that emotion to the art exhibit. I'm going to transfer it to whoever hit the button on that spritzer. Now, this is a good one. You're going to love this one. Over at the University of Manchester, they have now banned clapping with the hands, because according to the politically correct people over there, traditional clapping can cause anxiety and issues for students with deafness. They feel left out. And under the new measures, if you want to show approval for what's going on, you do what they call jazz hands, which is your hands are out and you wiggle your fingers. That's it. That's the new thing. Huzzah, huzzah. This PC stuff has just gotten so ridiculous. But we're going to take a break for commercials here, and we'll be back with more after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, the Russia bashing continues, and sometimes the propaganda gets a little bit silly. And as you know, they were screaming that Russia was trying to influence our 2016 elections. Russia's doing this, Russia's doing that. I forgot the list here. But, you know, they're obviously after our democracy. And then the latest bit of lunacy is the Russians are targeting our civil society organizations such as the Boy Scouts. Now, that really is rather silly, I think. And it gets even sillier than that. Now, not too long ago, there was a movie that came on out, Star Wars: The Last Jedi, and looking at social media and various online websites for fans, it was not well received. But director Rian Johnson is off the hook, because an academic paper has discovered that the negative buzz came from Russian trolls. It was all Russia's fault that the movie didn't do well with the fans. Actually, no, it was a terrible film. I'm sorry, it was. I did not enjoy it one tiny bit. Over at the Nobel Prize Committee, they're no longer going to be concerned with the merits of your work. They are explicitly calling on nominators for the Nobel Prize to consider diversity in gender, geography, and topic. So we need to give a Nobel Prize to a woman and to an African and to blah and blah and blah. They've destroyed the credibility of the Nobel Prize. Alfred Nobel set that up to reward excellence in scientific endeavor. And if you're worried about diversity or gender balance, don't forget Marie Curie won one of those. But I mean, that's how ridiculous this whole liberal political correctness is. They're taking out any reason for people to want to excel at work. We're turning into another version of the Soviet Union. Everybody gets paid the same, no matter what you do. And the awards are handed out on the basis of politics, not accomplishment. We have got to go back to a system where we are rewarding our children for academic excellence, not firing teachers who are flunking. The kids don't turn in their homework. It's okay to have people who do better than others. It's a measure of what's in their character. There are some students who really want to learn and they work hard at. And there are other young people who just, it's not in them. It's not in them to be an academic. And they're just going to coast on through. And that's what they want. That's what their nature is. And trying to say, well, they're both equal, that's an insult to the kid who wants to be a good student. You know, the liberals always like to say, oh, well, this poor kid is being victimized by his underachievement, or this other child is being victimized by this bias, and we're going to correct that. Well, all you've done is you've created a new victim. Because if you look at all of these things liberals are trying to do to correct some imagined wrong with the universe, somebody else gets hurt with it. Okay. Remember Steve Wozniak was co-founder of Apple, and after Apple really took off, Steve kind of just semi-retired, enjoyed himself, while Steve Jobs went on, of course, to be the star of the show at Word. But the Woz is still around, and he's come on out saying that from where he sits, AI will never be smart enough to drive a car. And this is in light of, we were talking yesterday about the new BMW, the X5, where it's got a self-driving system that can go up to 40 miles an hour, but because of legal liability reasons, you have to pay attention to it. You have to make sure it's driving the car correctly. Well, if you're having to pay attention and just stay there, what's the whole point of not driving your car yourself? Because driving, at least to me, is actually fun, especially mountain driving. I love that kind of stuff here. But the problem ultimately, of course, is the fact that all across America, the roads are hardly standardized. So these artificial vision systems and AI systems, they can't always detect where they are with their current algorithms. They need to make the next leap up, where they conceptualize what they're looking at. Oh, that's a stop sign. Oh, this is a crosswalk. These are people. And literally create the map in their memory chips with which to navigate through. Right now, most of these systems seem to operate by looking for cues, visual cues, that something is in the way. Okay. Remember that Facebook hack? It affected 50 million users. Apparently, it also left people's Tinder, Spotify, and Instagram accounts exposed. And apparently, there was a follow-up conference call with reporters, and Facebook revealed that hackers may have been able to access any service which a person used their Facebook logins to access. And I often wondered about all these various websites you'd go to where it says you can log in with Facebook. Oh, it's wonderfully convenient, and it gives Facebook all kinds of data about where you're going that they can sell to ad companies and marketing companies. But again, it's a security risk. This cyber utopia that they're trying to sell us only works if you have mostly good people using it. But I think what sociologists are probably going to be concluding in the near future is that the internet represented a technological form of empowerment where people could do amazing things they couldn't do before, and more importantly, they could do it anonymously. And I'm afraid that we are discovering that a lot of the American people, as our culture has declined, as the morality of our leadership has declined, that a lot of people using these computers, they're sinking down to their basest nature, their baser natures, saying, yeah, I can do this. I can harass this person. I can cyber stalk. I can steal, get away with it. And it doesn't help that so much of the entertainment coming out of Hollywood glamorizes this kind of behavior. So, now, a little bit of good news from over in InfoWars land. Alex Jones has sued PayPal for the InfoWars ban over hate and intolerance. And PayPal banned InfoWars because the website, quote, promoted hate and discriminatory intolerance against certain communities and religions, end quote. Well, you know something, when you have freedom of speech, it's okay to do that. I don't agree with promoting hate, you know, but you can't speak your mind and not have somebody stand up and say, I'm offended. Especially with this liberal PC world that we live in. Every time you open your mouth, somebody's going to complain. So in the complaint filed by his lawyers, they're accusing PayPal of banning InfoWars for no other reason than a disagreement with the message the plaintiff conveys. And they call the ban unconscionable because PayPal has never advised users that it might ban users for off-platform activity. Well, you know, many years ago they did that to me. And I didn't have the money to sue, but what I did was basically start listing out all the porn sites that PayPal was the payment engine for, including one child porn site. Now, PayPal has now spun off that portion of their business under a different name, but they did reconnect my site. But it is inappropriate. PayPal is supposed to be a business. They're a payment processing system, and what Alex Jones or I do when we're not using the payment processing system really is none of PayPal's business. And I hope Alex Jones wins. I hope he wins big. I hope he gets a judge that says, yeah, corporations do not have civil authority over American people, which is what PayPal is trying to enforce. All right. Somebody has done a study and discovered, actually this was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. There were 24 studies done across Canada, Germany, Japan, and the United States of America, which basically said video games, violent video games, really do encourage children to be more violent. Teenagers who play Grand Theft Auto, Call of Duty, and Manhunt are more likely to get into fights at school. It does sort of make sense. These violent video games are desensitizing kids to the issue of violence. And by the way, while I personally do not play it, I think some of these newer games that are coming along about building things like Forge of Empires, I think that's a good trend. Because, you know, video games shouldn't be just about shoot him up, the other guy, or slice him up. We've got to find some other part of the children's brain to engage. By the way, if you're a fan of Kim Kardashian, you need to be very careful about searching for her online, because hackers plant more malicious links in search results for Kim Kardashian than for any other famous figure out there. This is coming from McAfee. And he says, yeah, cyber criminals are known to use the allure of celebrities to try and trick internet users into clicking on links that lead to malicious sites used to install malware, steal your personal information. Again, it's completely out of control. And the government doesn't seem to care. We're being pillaged. It's open season on the American people. Maybe the government's agenda is to make computers so dangerous to use that we'll quit and go back to getting our news from the TV set. All right. According to an article in the National Post, the Five Eyes Intelligence Network, or Echelon, is back to demanding tech companies provide a backdoor into all their electronic devices. And basically what they're saying is the tech companies will either do it voluntarily or it will be mandated by the government. So they've had these requests before, but the big change now is, you know, you will do it or we will do it for you. And so obviously privacy experts are coming forward saying, you know, the government is trying to legislate a requirement for tech companies to build backdoors for law enforcement. The problem is you can't trust law enforcement. They're at the very least looking for civil forfeiture opportunities. There was a big, I keep referring this back to the Seattle APEC years ago, back in the 90s, where U.S. government agents were caught hacking into the computers of conference attendees and stealing business secrets. So if there is a government-mandated backdoor in all your electronic devices, all of your business secrets, your patent applications, Aunt Mary's top secret chocolate chip cookie recipe, they're all exposed. And we have already seen that these government-issued backdoors eventually fall into the hands of the cyber criminals. Look at all the NSA and CIA hack tools that got leaked on out. Now they're on the dark web. They're being used against us. And again, this is completely unconstitutional. And just like the New Zealand customs people, the Five Eyes are saying, well, we have to do this to fight crime and to fight terror. No real criminal or terrorist is going to have incriminating information on their electronic devices. They're going to find other ways to share information. If you're out on the shortwave radio, you still have the number stations. If you don't know what I mean, number stations are shortwave stations that broadcast series of numbers and nothing else. And those are encoded messages to agents in other countries. And they use a one-time pad, which makes it impossible to break. But that Fourth Amendment says, no, you cannot do it. So it is becoming dystopian. When computers first came along, they were supposed to empower us and make our lives better. And now they are being turned into the tools of our enslavement. Apparently, owners of the new iPhone XS are complaining about some image processing that is built into the camera system. Because it's making their selfies look too good. They're complaining the camera is automatically smoothing skin. I imagine somebody in marketing thought that was probably going to be a good idea. But I think it should be an optional feature. But basically, the users are saying the photos they take, the selfies they take, look similar to edits applied in beauty apps like Facetune. Now, there's software out there to fix up portraits and clean things up. Some people like them. Some people don't. And I think we've reached a degree of fakery where a lot of people are saying, I'm tired of that. I don't need to be Photoshopped anymore. I don't need to have Grecian Formula 16 on my hair. This is who I am, what I am, and what I look like. Deal with it. If you're not happy with it, you know, fine, walk away. And I also still view this phenomenon of the selfie as a symptom of a population which has become totally self-absorbed and vain. We should be looking at each other, not ourselves. We should be looking at the rest of the world. Anyway, we're going to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm just looking around the web at all kinds of things here. Over in Indonesia, they're having a very rough time of it. The death toll has risen to 1,234. The rescues are still ongoing, and officials are worried the extent of the disaster could escalate even further with several large coastal towns still isolated because of the damaged roads and down communication lines. So they don't know what's happened there or how bad it is. So far, nearly all the victims that they know of were from the city of Palu on Sulawesi. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Indonesia had, emphasis on the past tense, an early detection system along the coast. But it had not worked since 2012, even after a 2004 tsunami killed 230,000 people. According to a spokesman for the National Disaster Mitigation Agency, the buoys aren't working because they ran out of money. The government cut the funding year after year to the point where they couldn't run the buoys anymore. And that's why with this last tsunami, people had no idea where it was coming. And those buoys are important. We have them around Hawaii, of course, obviously, keeping an eye on things. Now, the other day, I may have mentioned in passing that there had been a storm off to the southeast, which was sort of, you know, forming, but it looked to miss us and it looked to be breaking up. Well, that's no longer true. It's now a full-blown hurricane, Hurricane Welaka. It's a Cat 4. It was a Cat 5 yesterday. And here's where it's interesting. It's actually going to divert northward, still well away from us, but it's a crazy storm season out here this year. It really has been here. The other day we were talking about how a celebrity who was convinced their child was killed by the DTaP vaccine had paid to put up a billboard. Apparently, another billboard that was questioning vaccine safety was put up near Middlemore Hospital in New Zealand. And it's already been taken down. The sign originally showed a man holding a baby with the message, "If you knew the ingredients in a vaccine, would you risk it?" So the Advertising Standards Authority received over 140 complaints, probably from pharmacists, and ordered the billboard taken down. Up in Calgary, even though we're just 2 weeks into autumn, winter has set right on in. They got whacked with snow. The city and surrounding regions were hit with a heavy snowfall, making the roads and highways slick for morning commuters. Calgary Transit reported that morning buses travel on hills will have trouble navigating the roads. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. Please join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. you will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.